Musicians often talk about muscle memory, practicing something until the muscles in your fingers, for instance, seem able to play the notes by themselves. New research shows there's something to that idea. NPR's John Hamilton reports that the same brain system that controls your muscles also helps you remember a musical sequence.
You know those albums you've played so many times that every song seems etched into your brain? For Joseph Rauschecker, it was albums by the Beatles.
They were kind of the hot band at the time, and I would listen to music while I was studying, and my mother would say, oh, don't do that, you can't concentrate.
Rauschecker ignored her, and he says the White Album, Revolver, and Rubber Soul seemed to become a part of his teenage brain.
And then years later, I would put on one of these old LPs, and then, you know, at the end of one track, you immediately start singing the next one, as if it was all stored in your brain as a continuous sort of story.
Rauschecker became a brain scientist and eventually came to Georgetown University. But he kept wondering what part of his brain knew the order of all those sequences of Beatles songs.
The funny thing is, if you ask me now what comes after Michelle or whatever, I wouldn't know. It's not explicit knowledge. But if you hear it, then you can immediately continue singing it.
So a couple of years ago, Rauschecker's lab did an experiment. They had volunteers bring in a favorite CD and lie in a brain scanner. Then the scientists watched what happened as the volunteers listened. Sure enough, there was distinctive brain activity after each track ended. But Rauschecker says the brain activity wasn't where he thought it would be.
You would think the brain part that is relevant for hearing would be the one that's mostly activated. But no, it was the motor areas. So that was quite surprising and puzzling.
Motor areas control muscles. So why had this part of the brain been hijacked to remember music? To find out, Rauschecker and a graduate student named Brandon Green did another experiment. They presented the results at the Society for Neuroscience meeting in New Orleans. Green says the goal of this experiment was to see precisely what was happening as the brain learned a new musical sequence. He says this time they put volunteers in a scanner and had them listen to atonal music generated by a computer.
So let's think like a measure in terms of a musical score, right? So the first measure is played, then you have a short pause, then the first and the second measure is played, then a short pause again, first, second, third, and so on. So what happens is by the time the entire sequence is played, the parts in the beginning have been repeated something like 30 times, whereas the parts at the end have repeated once or twice.
Green says brain scans showed that motor areas became active when people were hearing something new, but these motor areas were relatively quiet when people heard familiar notes.
We saw as you progressed to a familiar sequence, those areas became less and less important and those activations decreased.
Meanwhile, during these familiar sequences, activity increased in areas involved in hearing. Rauschecker says all this suggests that areas involved in hearing can remember small chunks of notes, but it takes the motor system to put these chunks in the right order. He says it makes sense that the motor system is responsible for this sequencing function.
Because that's what the motor system has to do when you do a dance sequence or you ski down the slope. You know, you have to program your muscles to all work in coordination and in particular sequence, especially when you learn something.
Rauschecker says he's also found evidence that the motor system can step in to help retrieve a chunk of forgotten musical notes. John Hamilton, NPR News.